This is a dictation for Felicia Johnson, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Felicia Johnson, date of birth is 2/28/1965, date of accident is 3/16/2022, date of service is 8/11/2022. Miss Felicia Johnson is a victim of an automobile accident. She was T-boned on the passenger side as a front seat passenger in this accident on 3/16/2022. She alleges all the symptoms are attributed because of this accident. She is suffering from headaches. Along with this, patient started having pain in the neck, lower back, and right shoulder as the main chief symptoms. Currently, the patient reports that her pains are continuing the same way. It involves the right side of the neck and the lower back as well as the right shoulder. And the pains are radiating to the both buttocks in S1, S2 dermatom fashion. However, the upper extremity and lower extremity do not have the radiation of the pain at this time. Pain level is around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, especially involving general activity, mood, and work. 40% relief has been obtained from all the treatment that are being afforded to the patient. In system review, patient reports of headaches, which are less often, two times in a week, and they're mainly occipital, and they are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there is a lack of focus and anxiety reported along with chronic fatigue. However, the patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures. No loss of balance or confusion, disorientation are reported either. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and pain in the neck and lower back stiffness and lower back pain with no difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In the respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And there is a neck pain on the right side of the neck and right shoulder pain. That is the main concern she has. The pain level remains the same, slight improvement, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. And current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 173/110. And pulse is 78, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of June 14, 2022, dictation number 0614-029. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and 75 tablets for headaches. Imitrex tablets 50 milligrams, 9 tablets are given for extreme severe pain. Patient is referred to neuropsych evaluation treatment for brain trauma. Physical therapy 2 times per week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise to focus on the neck, lower back, and shoulder on the right side. She remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation, and the case management as well. She is also provided with Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day, Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day, and gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day, Wellbutrin 150 milligram daily for depression, Tramadol ER 100 milligram for headaches, and Nexium 20 milligram twice a day. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. Thank you.